Commission Rural Development and Land Reform. This is our responsibility to oversight over the work of the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. The ICP is one of the entities that accounts to the department. When it passed the budget in Parliament, the portion of the budget is allocated to ICP to execute its mandate. Therefore, today we'll be dealing with the fourth quarter performance report of the ICP, as we did in the department last week. Without a waste of time, then I'll request from you to present to the apologies.
Thank you, Chair. I've got an apology. Sending apologies for Mama Kukana and apologies from the minister who attended a cabinet business, not me and the deputy minister, the one structure. Thank you.
I think all the apologies were presented in writing and we'll read it together. Honourable members, can you just check our minutes of taking the fourth of the ex-president?
I want to check Universal response to me and then I'll take your response. If actually on the agenda item 6.5 countries across the ground, I'll call them my colleagues, one of those colleagues made the flight for flight or whatever. I don't know if that's a mere issue of the agenda.
Thank you, Madam Nguyen. I appreciate your proposal. This is what I was thinking. Can you just check over now?
I understand Member Gruny correctly is suggesting the briefing on the Constitutional Court judgment should be pushed to the end of the meeting.
Should be the fifth item, not the end of the meeting.
Sorry, I just want to understand exactly what's being done.
The briefing by ICP, the item number 5. Then the briefing on the court judgment, the item number 6.
I think that the briefing on the Constitutional Court questions, I think, is the most important item on the agenda. I think it is profoundly contentious to this, the way that it's impacted, it certainly has on the department going forward. So can I suggest that we get the briefing that if they're not going to be able to discuss that properly in this meeting, that we put it as an item on the agenda for the next meeting then? Because I do believe that's a very important item.
Honorable Chair, I don't think that this will cause any further inferences, if you like, but purely framing it's a logistical question I'm suggesting. You have people who must travel to KJM. You have the briefing by the gentleman who works for funds. Sorry. He's here, he works here, whatever, Chachin, whatever. So it's merely a pure question of this. And Chair, further concur with the spirit of honorable. What has that? We will not get out of that zone of that question today. Not even to the next meeting, today's thing. So it's not meant to It's not a time to start at the same time. That's what I would have proposed, if it's possible, yes.
Another member, not a change much. Can you agree that you start with IGP, then the conduct judgment will follow? If you don't exhaust that nature, we are here even next week, we will continue with it. There's no problem. That is why on the agenda, because of its significance. Thank you very much. Can we look at our minutes of the 24th of August? Honorable Mburi?
Chair, on the first page, Honorable Scanner's apology. Erroneously, she's very, very far from joining the GA. So she's been put out of the GA. Yeah. Mm. I apologize on behalf of whoever who made that mistake. We'll replace the GA, with the AMC.
I don't mind it. It's such a mess. I think we'll be back when it's just a chance to mistake. Page 1, I think that's the news. Thank you very much. We don't have the minutes. Page 2 of the minutes. Minutes were circulated earlier. Page 3 of the minutes. Can I then get the move on? If there's nothing. Another song moves for the adoption. And I'm taking that second narration. Honorable MacArthur. Thank you very much. Honorable Mbuni. Okay, Mr. B. Oh my God, you do mine. Are there any matters arising from the minutes? It is not. Another one, sir.
So I'm just talking about the campaign of our resolution, the limited campaign. Maybe I mean,
Can you focus?
I'm not sure. If we keep up with the focus, because you don't have the question for the team, I'm not very good. If you have the experience before, so I'm not sure if you can see the question. Because I don't have the question. So, for example, there are 8 items. 5 items, 6 items, which I'm not sure that I'm spending. No, I propose that we have each of them that we are closing the action store now. From, we must finish this before the day. Because the second share, the meeting can have one report and our number can be unfortunate. Unless the whole day,
can I propose that because we agree that the minor checking system are representative to the committee quarterly? And I request the support staff also to take note of this and also check and present the reports when we come back after the consultation period. Another one,
then? In support of your proposal that the tracking system be, manual tracking system be, in fact, in an electronic one that we developed. And it would be great compliment to the committee, who will be the first committee of the Disarmament Council to develop a tracking system. Yeah. It would be possible to convert it into a soft one. So, yeah. Okay, the back to honorable some of the points, the resolution is there, the matter item, item 6, 4.1 to 4.8. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it should be numbered like that, it's the least, but maybe 5 points. That's 4.3 to 4.8.
6.8.
Okay, there was other concerns for, no, let's not say the number is an issue. My point is My point is, shall we agree on two? Shall agree on 14 days in honor of the government also come through? That from today we count 14 days to get those reports from the department. I know the DM is here, I don't know if the admin people of the department are here. Even the GM should set up in this. And but I do know that the support staff is supposed to follow to write here. Yes. Yeah. And so I'm just suggesting that 14 days is quite
enormous,
isn't it?
There's a proposal of the 14 days. Do we agree? Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, honorable members.
Let's suggestion and 14 days to come to the agenda to see what else is going to be. Okay. So, to
my comment.
Let's come here. In the room. Hotel 5
temperature. These questions are questions that are posed directly to the department, and the department could not respond to them immediately. Therefore, to me, the department is the department that promised to submit. So there is no need for us to write, because they themselves said we are going to bring this to the transaction. Yes.
Isn't that we are putting time frames because there were no time frames? So now, because of the time frame, we need really to be given that time frame because it was not there. So there's questions that were never considered. So now, I'm trying to say it must be given on the time frame so that we speed up the expansion.
Yeah, I think what I could start with you. Like that, they will write you the letter in the time frame, so that at the end of the day, because administration is done and done, so that we ensure that the department complies to the time frame that has been given by the committee. Another member, without a waste of time, can I then hand over this opportunity, DM, you know, whether it's just read the eyes before ICP, or must give it to the judge.
Thank you very much, the question. Well, I think we will speak to the judge because this is the first quarter report that we present, so that the judge can give a summary and the letter will be given.
Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President, honorable members, Deputy Minister, and all tenants. Deputy Minister, Chair Person, the report will be provided with last by the Federal Director of the ICB. Just that I wish to highlight one, two things, Chair Person, in fact, that the year under review, the CEO, Head of the Secretary, joined the ICP at the beginning of the
year.
Another
question? Sorry for the question. I'm in a situation similar to where we found ourselves in Lapid. Are we dealing with the financial report for 2015? Financial report for 2015? Really consider the system for just the fourth quarter. I just want to create any possible ambiguity here.
It is the fourth quarter of the 2015-16 financial year. Thank you.
No, Mr. President, I wanted to explain that because the annual report is still up to
come. Around September, October.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was just highlighting one thing that the CAO joined the organization at the beginning of the second quarter of the financial year. we finished it in 2016, so this would have been the best quarter this year. But other than that, I assume I will hand over to Dr. Mahathir.
Thank you, Dr.
Mahathir. Thank you, Mr. I would say the subcommittee is similarly the presentation of the course of the performance in the
financial report.
And to me, I would want to be the financial of the course of the report for 2015-16 financial year. And basically, in terms of the performance, I will cover the overall program performance for administration, management, wealth development, financial content support. And we need to touch on the current operation of things, overall financial performance, the financial awards, and then the contention. In terms of the program performance, which is program one, which I have brought now on the first slide. The first element of the program was to ensure that efficient internal resource management should align with the efficiency of the fund. The first one was the number of countries approved by the ICT. For the fourth quarter, there was a type of one policy to be approved. And in terms of that performance, that policy was not approved. The policy was actually presented in two items. This was a big policy and two IT policies were presented in the work performance, but unfortunately we couldn't be approved at that particular moment in time. And therefore the mitigation then was that those three policies were to be approved during the first quarter of the 2016-17 financial year. The way as I'm saying, it was presented in the work performance, but unfortunately we were not approved at that time. The second one is 100% of all mobile access to the Republic of Africa. In terms of that target, it's a moving target that shows in terms of 100%. In terms of what we have, those that we have in our Africa system, therefore we have an important value, and therefore there will be important information plan. And then there's a waiting point to the third. The quarter was 100%, we were at 94.83%. The reason for that variance was that the contract treatment process has been undertaken, and we were waiting for the approval of the official, who then unfortunately used the country to decline in the report. That's a reason for the variance. Otherwise, the entire treatment of the election process has been undertaken, but the first 50 countries then keep it the position. That was the relationship manager. Number of performance has been signed, that has been 300%, and there's no variance there because all performance have been actually signed, and the time of the relationship is the first quarter. Once we have questions on the sizes of total computers, the target for the quarter was 3, the achievement was 3, so it's not even the value, and that's why the administration is then because they've made the target. By annual cost of software compliance conducted, the target was 1, that was done, and therefore there's no value, and there's no reason for the administration plan. Improved customer relations, payment of royalty when to stay within the days of the switch in finance. The total target is 100% and achieving the 100% and therefore there's no room for violence, therefore no room for any intent. Communication strategy approved, that was supposed to be 1, and there was no achievement on that. This could not be finalized on time. the time, we now have a in between Amapo and Dragon, we then of course have been in some instances where people are undermining the authority of the university concerned who are responsible for that particular area. The mitigation plan that was today, that we need to pretend analysis and a comprehensive mitigation plan done across the board, because there are certain areas that we're picking up that seem to be much more prone than others to do mitigation. So we have a comprehensive response so that we avoid to be affected in terms of mitigating climate change. In terms of problem three, rural development, the strategic objective is to provide support to the beneficial communities to increase food security. The policy indicates that a number of agricultural projects are closed. The important target was one, actually it was four. The reason for that is that there were more efforts put in this by the session. I'm happy to pronounce that we now have got also a branch, continental branch, and we have some sugar beans that are now actually being getting out into the actual market as a result of these interventions, which obviously suggests that maybe confirm that if we are able to marginalize the livelihood and have an impact in terms of the security in these world areas. The second strategic objective is facilitate economic development in a city-based as well as enterprise establishment industry. The first component in the case of which development strategy on economic development is the second one, develop the strategy on economic development, the quarterly target was one, the achievement was zero. This was due to the lack of capacity constraints. We couldn't be appointed to the business development challenge, and therefore the strategy could not be completed because this strategy is so the strategy didn't get to complete it on time during the quarter initially changed. The next one is number of partnerships agreements approved by the force. The force portion was supposed to be one, and there was no partnership that was actually achieved. The reason for this was the negotiations couldn't be completed in time. Otherwise, post the skills, we already have an agreement with a company called Damascus for the production of groundnuts and beneficiation thereof in terms of making sure that the area is actually economically viable. But we still pursue others in the 2016-17 financial year. To identify strategic location and to be utilized for high-interest commercial ventures, the performance indicator is number of commercial high-tech projects approved by the board. Day is one, the performance achievement is zero. The land audit at this point in time is what seems to be undertaken, and that I must also to the point of African 16-17, I must also indicate that a land audit is underway and also working closely with our internal town planners to make sure that all of the land that is looked at prime were able to utilize it in kindness, but obviously working very closely with the municipality bodies in terms of compliance with demands and such requirements. Problem four, traditional council support. Training provided to traditional councils by the member staff. The performance indicator A is the number of traditional councils trained, opposed to 11, the achievement were 9. The reason for the variance is that they were more focused on changing our approach as a collective than as individuals. Because then we couldn't get in a position to do this individual traditional council because at the time we felt there were certain critical issues that then so far the shift so that we can do the eliminating issues as a collective because we couldn't get enough resources to change the same time. utilizing the skills of changing the collective on land relationships. And this patient plan, therefore, is a change plan to be put in place in the new supplementary for community intervention. But obviously, also using the skills to also come up with the collective on all other matters. Other performance strategic objectives is additional assistance provided for our community members with potential performance disabilities, number of education by what advantage, performance at the level 25, the quarterly achievement of 31. This is the total number which person fits in the quarter. The mitigation plan is under category whether they decrease mostly to the students, as opposed to the reactive implications on the test that we receive them from other traditional people. So it's more than advertised, more people will be aware and more they will respond to us as an entity. I will then hand over to CFO to start with the account of opportunity and then reach the financial report.
Good morning to the Honourable Deputy Minister and Church, committee members and colleagues. My presentation today will focus on the financial results for the fourth quarter ending 31st of March 2016. Before that, I would like to present a slide on the Accounting Authority meeting. For that particular period, there was a 1-year committee meeting, 2 executive committee meetings, and 2 board meetings. On slide 11, which reflects the fourth-quarter expenditure for programs as noted on the strategic plan. For land for administration, 13.5 million land was spent. On land management, 1.2 million. Rural development, 1.07 million. Traditional council support, 1.03 million. The total actual spent for the quarter amounted to 16.8 million. Slide 12 reflects the comparison of conversion of the program to the total spending. On administration, 80% of the funds for the fourth quarter was spent on administration, 6% on traditional council support, 7% on rural development, and 7% on land management. We would note that there would be an increase in the fourth quarter for administration due to year and ending such a decision. Slide 13 reflects the expenditure as per economic classification. On compensation of employees, we spent 4.7 million. On goods and services, 11.3 million, 11.34 million. Rents, 54,430. And on capital, 649,256. Total expenditure for quarter four amounted to 16.8 million, 19.17% of the total budget for the year was spent in quarter four, including the capital expenditure. 34.85% of the total salary budget was spent in quarter four. 26.25% of the total goods and services budget was utilized for the quarter. The total transfer payments funding received from the department was fully utilized in that quarter. Slide 15 reflects the comparison of composition of expenditure, economic classification, to the total expenditure. One can see that goods and services expense 67.59%, rent 1.32%, capital 3.86%, and compensation of employees 28.23%. slides 16 and 17 as the committee requested before in the schedule of goods and services. One is both that we have passed year end, one is the part of four, and we did our audit figures. On slide 18, the tax income plan was generated for fourth quarter. Rental income, 2.049 million. Other income like services and royalties, refund, 1.05 million. Investment income, 3.18 million. The total income, excluding reserves and transfer payments, that was generated was 6.29 million. The transfer payment received for that quarter was 1.9 million. The total income generated for that quarter was 7.47 million. This is exactly the presentation of actual income for actually total income. Transfer payments that quarter made up 15%, rental income 87%, other income 14%, and investment income 43%. So I'm going now to present the education award. These awards are already requested by the committee. On the board that for the Samoa Traditional Council, we have paid 7 million and 10 females. And then the education award was also paid for the Kiko Traditional Council. And the one error on slide 23, the final amount, the final line that was paid to Mr. Berek, the negotiating power of himself, that should be removed from this. So the total that would have been paid is 122,996.65. I corrected that on the slide. And this was the last time I corrected that. We apologize for that. Thing.
Thank you very much, CEO, Mr. Bo. The presentation members will be leading to the presentation to you. Honorable Mr.
Welcome to the official. Under the name and I'm concerned of the conditions of the question, especially when we just were financing and the performance. She can't even understand the interest. So for example, I'll talk about your first strategic program, which is administration. I'm showing you your power talent is 5, content achieved 1, now, asking yourself, when going to financial, how much is this going for that? It's not here. When you go to your financial, it's not here. I think we do very big change in our meetings, that the market condition is in a question for us to show, to know the impact of value for market and what is the beneficial. For example, I wanted to tell that the council that is providing money of training, what has been in this country for the council that we provided this council to explain the country that is not here. But it's not here. The percentage, now to not in consideration, you know, percentage of what? The percentage in this country. Of what? If I may ask. Because it's very formal, it's not just in the percentage of only. You must say the percentage of this. Now I'm saying we should share the management of our creation to the last figures. Well, the first is that to say that the utility or the ability to use the Namas was to give us what we expect, because, for example, Shabbat asked, can the God give us an understanding of 40 million that was spent for 40 reservations? And which is 40.9 million. You know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you, when I'm talking about questions, your report, for example, like you started saying about the next, which is number of times to communication and saying, I'm still not broken one. Then you wrote ready to share with me, where is others? But you're saying next, but this is others. I'm saying, which is, in your explanation, you said you next. As opposed to April. Now, suppose you say we met in April, this was in Akka. Or this is what was done in April, for us to get it now.
You must not forget that you were considered in the fourth quarter report.
Yes, I understand. For example, there is no explanation, that's why I mentioned the report for this lab computation study. One target, one of the targets, one for your child, and you send zero. Now, sometimes you say it can accumulate in the record, which is what you see, what was accumulated. But he didn't have to see your vision. It's here, so it's not a number of examples. It's not actually in the sample. That's what I want to see there. I want to have one here, and we know when that was a large population, because that's what it's not going according to. I'm sure there's no consistency of the reporting of performance and the reporting of evaluation in that way. And for me to understand it, because both reports, they don't align with each other.
Now, this is a...
Thank you, sir. We welcome the report. Appreciate the improvement that we see in the forecast manner in which the reports are not beginning to come through. We can still very command the employment of the new CEO. That was definitely forward movement. Taking it slide by slide, the last item on slide 5, we've been dealing with performance. The very last line, number of monthly communications reports approved by the court. Now, quarter four treatment is zero. Reason for variance is the report is done. And I don't know whether that is supposed to mean that there was therefore no need for this contribution to the report that says, because if you look at the target, it's free, and then treatment is zero. So can you please clarify that one? And then we move on to slide number 6. Very presentation. Probably not so short. NRI Super Fruity Development. Now, this one is a special one. There's been a lot of talk in the media. Even the CEO did make a statement around this some time, I think, my memory serves me right. And it's something that we've already been looking forward to. It's already in the media, as you know, that people should actually get, you know, their title deeds. And even the Minister of World Development has come out very strongly on this one. So, this reason for variance with your presidential list is, for me, it's rather weak. It's an administrative process. I have the explanation. Which you won't get on top of what is written here. And the mitigating factor that's a clear target and information plan that has to be developed, you know, doesn't convince us that you are about to achieve that 1,300 days. And when that is not done, this definitely has an impact, one politically, in that to very, very spread and powerful weapons of pronounced against the minister as well as the extreme of the health. And yet we seem to be concerned by no one than, and what I look at the city as an administrative process. You take a soft cover of 1,300 and different language and you know we're below 500 for the end. Interesting thing is what coming back on the set results for this kind of an issue yet when you haven't done even 50% of what they set out to do. Next question is why do you help yourself a target and then end up where you are? We need some expungent explanation at, you know, on this one. And then slide 6 still. How do you propose preventing further land invasions? On a lighter note, I hope this is not cured by the EFF.
It's not a
lighter note. It's not a lighter note. So you may share your strategy with the in the presence of the EFF. So, but on a brief note, how do you intend, you know, whether this proposal, it may have even impacted on what I've commented on, you know, this area, you know, the slow pace of the travel gates. So we would love to know what your preventive strategy is. And then on to slide 7. I don't like having it. I must compliment you on the point of right support for the fishery community of the Tavern of Chief. Okay, we appreciate the forward movement, you know, in that regard. Economic development. I can't remember the slide number, but it's around 23, slide 7, the name of line. Economic development. How are we going to overcome this capacity constraint? You know, we all do things with one level in mind. And that is to enable people to drive their own economy. For example, with their own economy, so we have to get to walk up to any financial institution and up to bindings, and there's a better chance of them getting that. Sorry. There's a better chance of them getting financial association, they've got their own economy. And so that could be a factor that also negates, you know, this whole process. But now, where is this constraint? Is it within the ADB, like I said? If so, how are you going to overcome this position of strategically important that we have got the secret privacy, you know, of economic development? So if you just a question and want to I'm about to finish just one more presentation with you. Financial slide 11. I have not wrote a policy professor, but I have not wrote when it comes to the financial statements. But just looking at it, you know, where you seem to be behind the target. I don't know, I need to know your annual target when it comes to consuming the cash at hand, talking to the layman's language. This is how the patient is moving. Then on to slide 16, that seems to be the last one. My student profit has been for doubtful debt, a whopping 1.6 million. Can you throw some explanation on that one? So the key word here, which is from my attention, is doubtful debt. What are doubtful debts? You know, when you say debt, I imagine that's where you owe someone. But as much as 1.6 million, we nowadays, our ears are wide open for potential corruption. And do some kind of from here, if we can provide 1.6 million. I know, standard taxes within retain something like 3-5% to provide for that, you know, because people hold the territory already took place in an innovative environment. But here, what are these potential, you know, debts that it's all about? And that is the last item, depreciation. I haven't seen, you know, any list of what you have of your assets, as it were. I know that when you experience a lot of depreciation is with regards to vehicles. I don't know how many vehicles that I see you spend about 91,000 rand, so a lot of the investment might have to include licensing, you know, and like maintenance and so forth. What is it that going to depreciate to the point of 3.1 million rand? what it's referring to more than just one point. What is it that you know, is this the main aspect is other than that? Would like to get more information. Thank you very much for the presentation.
Another
one,
second.
Okay.
Honorable Matthew, then it will be followed by Honorable Matthew and Honorable Matthew.
There is a question. It was quite kindly unfortunate and I appreciate the areas of improvement. I want only two clarifications in the areas. One is the understanding of is the one that is called people transition culture. There are these two students and a bachelor of education. The amount is not the same. One is 80,000 and something, and another one is 12,000. I want to clarify. Secondly, one of your professors is an income from trading and investment. Can you elaborate the meaning of the trade and the transfer of the trade? Thank you very much.
Another matter.
Thank you very much. Also, Mr. Ekiro, I'm coming on before the presentation. And especially when one got integrated areas of the group. Again, I also wish to, I think, Honorable Tamiya raised the.
Honorable Mandaya.
Sure.
Mandaya.
Full time for my father. And probably came from me. The issues which are finding out the correlation which are the district forms between the itineraries and the illegal occupation. I just want to understand, is there a correlation between actually. And surely I think one of the time I have indicated that the migration plan that one should propose that we will be as a committee the community of convention will be amended the migration plan to us the other area in which to raise is under land management, you know. The issue of the MOUs, the target has not been met. And surely one would want to have an understanding whether what the impact would be on the socio-economic development on traditional communities in the area of jurisdiction of the land. Honorable Magad, I believe the differentiation in the allocations for the ordinary educational awards. It doesn't, probably let me rephrase it actually. The cost of education is extremely high. You know, if you are enrolled for a university for a DNA degree and your award you get is 5,000 rand, I mean, you can hardly, honorable judge, buy all the books that you need to put with 5,000 rand in these days. And I know when I started in 1983, my whole course was less than 5,000 yen. But now it is a semester and it's courses. Actually, I'm going to get that.
Honorable Matthews.
Thanks very much, Chairman. Well, let me also welcome this report and commend the chair of the board for all the time making himself available. That shows his appreciation of his responsibility on behalf of the trust of Kunyama. And the importance that passes to you that when was from there, shall we, from the point of view where I'm sitting, we have to compare with the fact that we are in a paradigm in which we have to ask for certain questions and have to live with what we find. Ordinarily, from where she said, and the message in the future, and I hear them come. That you should not be talking about Israel, but title, deeds, signs, or deeds, what you can land and all of that. But in the message is a situation where once land is under state control and conservancy, the state will issue to those who intend to use land. Immediate charge will apply for license for use of the land for a period of about 5 years. With full knowledge that land belongs to the people kept in custody of the state by the people. But now we work under a different paradigm that proposes and promotes other forms of land. Now, under program 2, slide 6, the court deals with the formalization of this agreement that they could not meet the target of 325 or what they could achieve was 86. And this is as a result of a need to review potential uses, warranting that this is formalized through these arguments and all of that. First, we need to know through the realization of these arguments that does the trust aim to achieve. Do they want to issue parities? Because our understanding is that without parities being given to Portugal, of land, but for the legal purpose or whatever form of this, will work against economic potential of those who occupy land and hinder their ability to maximize their economic benefit. Without that, the form of land argument, or this argument currently followed by the trust, would fall on pre-feudal forms of land occupation, where individuals just occupy land and there's no form of proof of ownership. So we need to move from that to that paradigm of pre-feudal forms of land occupation. So we call upon trust to give people who occupy land, but not ever for either for purpose, especially for purposes of business, with some form of titles. Well, I would also want to understand what you refer to as legal occupation of land. Or invasion of land. Honorable Kisani talked about you reading, asking you to read or prevention studies to combat illegal occupation or what you said here as prevention. Instead of you developing a prevention strategy to the proposed, how are you going to make it easy for people to learn, to have access to them? Not speaking about what is called a prevention strategy against illegal occupation or occupation. We should not be talking about this time and age. Illegal occupation or invasion of land by Afghans. We should be talking about how do we enable our people to have access to land. We want to know what strategies are in place for you to make land accessible for people. Not how do you prevent people from occupying land. I hope the leader of the UDM will not be impressed by the by honorable. What measures in place to prevent access on land
Does calm down. While you were talking, you mentioned Matthias. Matthias didn't respond. Can you give Matthias, Honorable Matthias, a chance to talk?
I wasn't very too
sharp.
You thought I would have my chance.
Yes!
Now I'm done. I hope Mr. Chair remembers during Kodesh, just to take you back to me. When the former president, Nelson Mandela, was here in San Francisco, and in terms of protocol, he was not there to come after that, and he spoke before, and he said in English, and I said my son. And Madiba tried the protocol, and who couldn't stand, and said, Honorable Declare for our mother, Honorable Declare. How long is life?
So you're honorable in there. Christian is honorable
Declare. Madam Chair, she won't be on page 57. Provide support to beneficiary communities. Well, I'm a rural boy. I'm a rural boy, I'm English boy. But I don't know what you're listening to. Provide support to beneficiary communities to improve the children. Whatever the intention of that statement. In English. In the first language. But the point I want to make, and Honorable Chair, African,
another member,
is that of the target that they set for themselves, they have overachieved by 4%, by, I don't know, it's 4% or what. The reason for varying is that more efforts need to be put on these by the stretch. There's no mitigation plan. But I want to know for curiosity, for my own curiosity. Because when I'm a transport, mainly operating rural areas, in a main serving traditional and rural communities, I want to understand, in their endeavors to improve food security, have they ever considered the need to develop indigenous food programs? For the sake of improving food security and combating starvation. And if there is such an endeavor on their part, and they'd be willing to share that with us, we really need to understand from the indigenous product point of view. Could that be such a shame? Because I want to guess, I want to believe that Africans for ages have had ways of providing their own food other than depending on the kind of food which is provided and all of us consume. Indigenous food products.
these food products which are indigenous. Well, in this proposal, because that will help to combat this starvation. Because indigenous food products have got high level of drought resistance, and secondly, the level of adaptation to changing weather patterns, global warming, climate change, will let us be cultivated for purposes of combating starvation. And if this idea can be considered, I'd like to know if the support would be for the moment to venture in that space. Thank you.
Honorable Salim.
Thanks, Mr. President. I wish Honorable Martinez can share with us where this came from, what seemed like a policy statement on land. I think it would be helpful if I could see that on paper so I can understand it. But I just want to check with the ITB. what you have been, what you collect from the land, that which we are facing the source, I can hear it. No, I'm saying.
Jordan Gray, I think, is in Jordan. Can you continue? Robert Javelin.
I think we are good at the EFF points, so. And this has to be for the stream. Okay, not sure. Yeah, I just want to know how much out of what you collect, how much goes to trade, if there is such. And then I heard that you could not feel the push of estate and whatever directorate. What happened? Why did this the person who accepted the offer didn't decline by then? Was it because of the package? Or was it maybe working conditions? Or what, so that we'll like the fact next time we will be able to be through sarcasm so that we keep people that we attract. Who is this person and what will the reason for this process to share with us?
I'm sorry, I
thought in the last transfer where somebody was exiting in that position. What happened to that person?
Can I then give this opportunity to Isaac to respond, and I will share it with you. I will take the lots of questions, and that's for me and answers. So to Isaac. I'm saying I will be taking the second one.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think that in responding to the questions raised, we will be sharing the responsibility. And for me, it's going to clarify just a few things. The first one is the place about the consistency in the reporting by the medical results. With regards to that concern, I wish to say that we take that seriously and we do it to make it easy for this company to understand us. But we would also seek decent assistance of the best way to stop from our report, because it would be understood that when we take the PFMA guidelines, how we can report, we ourselves, I'm talking now as board member, get frustrated because the information that we can get is very technical and we need to ask more questions before we can understand. it gets more complicated when we have to report to the executive authority, being the minister, some of TFMA, and also to report to this committee where the requirement gets to be more. This way, I think more and more important is the fact that it's asking to understand this to find what we're only concerned today. But I also initially said that I said that in some way the honorable member then, honorable from, I think we might have talked past the other in some way, about how we have to make a report and how we can identify. I do hope that with the assistance of my colleagues, this will come clear. I think the details are by the honorable Kirtane about the progress not achieved and clarification, I think that will come through. But what I think I need to comment just generally as a guide is to say that that now deals with the pronouncement by the CEO and the pronouncement by the minister. It's got to highlight that the Wanyama Task Force acting within the prescript of the legislation framework. Pronouncement may come from the CEO for the senior side and from the minister and from the senior side. But those pronouncements go sometimes beyond what we as a board can at a particular time do. The authority to grant formal tenure in whatever form rests with the state, of which we are opposed. Consequently, the pronouncement of privacy and whatever other issues, we as a board can only facilitate that once there's a proper and clear instruction from the law. The pronouncement of the king, therefore, is a dialogue that must unfold. There must be clarity, etc. So some of the matters I think which honorable members asked are beyond the board and the board. Individually we have views, etc., but it can't go beyond that. So what I'm saying is the policy about what party and what coalition and so on, we appreciate that part. We understand our position very well. We can only execute the law. If there is law in front of us, I believe it's only fair that this committee would only hold accountable for not doing that which is not such a mistake. One, we've got the capacity to do other things beyond the state, even though we know that the past is such a matter, then we'll be outside our limit. So what we are then saying as far as the process of one is meeting the target of paying rights as we currently implement it. I think the first question we may not have when we talk about mitigation plan implementation, we may not come up here and ask you. CEO made reference for this day to the notion of informed consent as far as red tape as business consent. I think what would be important as far as this point of consent is the following, that people who live in rural areas under the national system do have ownership of land, which is protected by various laws in this country. And the only weakness is that ownership is not formally recognized. Hence, when we say, as far as the regulatory issue is concerned, that is a voluntary process, it's because we know that it will be at least somebody that owns land, whatever tenure that is, can lead to the letter by the owner. Therefore, we cannot go full scale and insist and say people who already own land must reduce their ownership to the letter. But in the absence of fully qualified process of allocation, hardship, and payment, for various reasons, some people in rural areas do sometimes write politics, actually. For different reasons, people who live in rural areas, one reason or the other would require a document as a proof
of access to land in Jamaica. Among others, civil servants, some qualify for rural allowance, for instance, but they prove that they use rural areas. In that context, the needs become stronger. In some instances, we find people who want to have access to finance from financial institutions, and the needs become easier. But we always know that for the purpose of presentation, residential land, then the interim arrangement can turn across the compartment for upgrade of those lands. So I'm saying this is in that context then when we say about the reviewing process. One, there are some people who are coming in numbers initially without knowing that they are using their rights. As soon as they become aware of that, that's where the informed consent comes from. We process the case law. So I thought I should, in that context, highlight that.
Just so that I understand the Spanish in depth, that item on slide 6,
yes.
When you talk of extraordinary rights, you talk about lease, not ownership. Which is simply saying people need to make an informed decision if they are going to opt for a less powerful form of fair tenure or rent.
Yes, so thank you, Professor. Yes, I'm referring to this. The maximum of the short tenure is full ownership. But it doesn't mean that that is the only short tenure. A lease is still a short tenure, but lesser than an ownership. But the rights under customer law which are not recorded are regarded as informal and are regarded as personal rights. And that is the context in which I think we are. And the board navigating in the leadership of what the department at the end is coming up with. I want also to comment again to the Honorable Bill's concern about where the constraints lie on economic development and how we're going to overcome. My comment there is just twofold, that the constraint is both internal within the ICP and also external. If I say internal within the ICP, ICP is an evolving organization and the skills sometimes that are required are very unique. You need to get in-house training before we can say that the implement what is required from the ICP. So I said internally in that context. But externally in the sense that what happens is, like the Honorable Member for the President has said, we do have experiences in the last many years that it doesn't matter how fast capacitated the board and the personnel might be, if the people that will ultimately be the beneficiaries of the economic development projects are not capacitated, the project amount collapses. And therefore, that's why if we look about traditional councils, about themselves, in a broader context, seamless transition from what the ICP does to the people of the ground. And therefore, I don't think we've got a timetable where we can say we will be certain by this time that we will not. I think maybe towards the end, because I need to comment just on other questions that have been raised. I think the Honorable Mohammed presented the answers, maybe that would be the old answers. I need to communicate and respond to what part of what Honorable Madeira raised, the issue of legal occupation. That is an unfortunate key performance area because someone must do wrong before they can meet your taxes, etc. I've said someone commit breaking the law and bring the down of the court. I think this is the elegance in style of presentation, but the essence really about the illegal occupation is where we as the ICD have encountered it mostly is. First, I think it would be acknowledged that the people that are really in the management of land are the structures of the ground, Traditional Council and the community. So it's very little feeling of community that will happen in those areas because they are the owner of the land, the owner of the land. We do experience real occupation in land where there are no structures. So those we cannot say we've got a full proof of any strategy that will come, but in fact I'm highlighting that, that connection. But in land, at the same point with the Honorable Matthias Spencer, I think traditional areas across the country, but because I'm representing the ICT, I'm talking the ICT, this is still the most accessible land, the communal land, than any other land that I can think of. Accessible because it's collectively owned, and it's accepted by the group on the ground to access land at the most economical than you can get. I think whatever could happen, I think it was still better. And hence, this is the people that normally ask for assistance for ICT to say.
Can I have a question?
There are people from outside who did not follow the local procedures, but we now see structures going up. Can the ICT take action? And if you have that context, that I think would be where we're talking about illegal occupation. So I may just comment in context, maybe to borrow the same term used for the pre-feudal form of land occupation. This is the sense, I think, what the government policy on communal land is trying to address. Because communally residing people, because they don't document, you can equate that to pre-feudal occupation. Might as they are telling us it's strong because they are collective. But formally, people still identify themselves by landmarks where you want an address to say next to so and so shop or next to a school because people cannot define their piece of ground which they occupy. I think the context of Kenya and Haiti, this is and so on, part of the rest is there. But at the end of the day, there's a problem going on late landing by the government to try and develop a new app, which is a constitutional law. Court instruction. If you recall that in 2004 there was an act, it was called Communal Land Act, which was ultimately set aside by the Constitutional Court, and that left a vacuum for all the ICT generally government applied. Those are the few comments that I thought would reply after made chairperson, and then I will hand over to Dr. McCullough.
Chairman Doctor.
Maybe starting with the issue of consistency of facilitation is better the echelon. It is unfortunately even a starting point that when we report, we don't change the set three parameters from the set, which is what we're doing with the ATP in the number of space. And therefore, unfortunately, my name is in the situation in the social report against the public level said. So I guess moving forward to something that should be looked at in future annual reports or 5 years of the beginning of ICT. But as it stands now, there's nothing that one can do about it except to report against the target as well said. Because you don't change the target. Maybe also to say on item 1, number of points in the book by ICT 5 and the target 1, the one we are talking about the 1 quarter in this season. There was one policy to be developed during the last quarter of the expansion. And as such, you have indicated, Honorable Reform has indicated that it doesn't correlate with the money. Surely it won't, because this policy was developed internally, and then there was no sense by any outside service provider for the draft that I'm referring to in terms of the report. And then there would have been a correlation if there
one in our short service to deal with the policy. So in this instance, these were these drugs were developed independently, and in such there was no cost that was used to. And you also referred to the conversation report, and I'm saying over that it was taken in April, quite a year. I say it was not tabled in the last quarter as it was supposed to, because the target was for April, but for that quarter, for January to March, until the end of March. So we talk about the fourth quarter, this report. We're not talking about the first quarter or the second quarter of 2017. In fact, my reporting is almost like a date about for the document, because it's the most time of reporting for the first quarter of last year. So I think I can only apologize for that, because I guess it's a kind of issue that is come from here in this. In terms of the on the same issue, completing the report was done. The target says approved by the court. And I think the missing link there was that the report was that the link that was said to get them approved. Because again, what I can't say if they were approved, they were approved when the issue was being approved. Because then I'll be issuing reporting in error. It doesn't need to be correct. And I think Chairperson has responded to this question around the issue of today. Maybe also just to take on the issue of men and labor, because I think Honorable Chintani talked about it, Honorable Matar talked about it as well as Honorable Matar. There are three main elements. I think the Chairperson was there are three main elements. The issue of Iran's occupation, which I think is honorable, and so the Chairperson has referred to. We, of course, people not expect to be for nature to not see structures that are set, as well as those where there is not a structure. But there is also even invasion that is done by government departments. When you find that the quality has been already, if someone is taking a quality, in some cases, which is, the leadership in the area doesn't know that the quality is being, and it's going to be mined, and it's going to take a hold and just remain, which can be quite dangerous to the community, because of the fact that they have the application hold whatever money of that family. That is one particular aspect of land invasion, where we also act as a ICP moment we get alerted of that. In terms of mediation, they have always been to come together and have meeting with the respective sister, because they are open to state or they're not in state, and sister may come up with a plan in terms of how we are going to do the protocol. Actually, there's an important meeting scheduled for tomorrow for one of the things that happened to me. To try and look at those aspects and try to look at maybe we should formalize arrangements, make sure that maybe if there is some money, even if you can afford exemption, you can't say this is exemption, and so on. And that's the issue of exemption, that there is an obligation also to be able to do the compliance with FEMA. So basically, I'm saying the land is not only about just people that can take a quarter, it's not like that, but people that are invading land, they can do that. There are those that don't want to expect the structure that exists, intentionally because they know the structure that exists. And then there are those that, by virtue of them wanting to mine, to do certain things like that, and because some of them are open to take, and in terms of IT, I'm trying to stop them and then begin to say, let us engage in their stock and let us come out with them there and try to see what we can do moving forward. Because at the end of the day, these are stuck, these demand there in the community, and we don't want to end up having to deal with havoc that happens as a result of asking us convention and not talking on issues that are quite pertinent that affect people that live in the area. I think the issue on hand, I think our request is simple to respond to this, and then it starts to get into this issue. I'm also calling my card on the differences in terms of the following award. These are usually based on what the person wants to request. You find that in that particular area, I recall that in this case, also when they came to say why it's different. And we discovered that that was just in the text of the person. It's not also on the basis of what we want to actually do. But also we need to just clarify that there are two types of awards that happen. One is those that the chief, the traditional council themselves, based on the money they have, which either is coming from financial reasons that they're working with, then they say, based on the money that we have, we want to assist, for example, Lamini Jotile with so much money, because the money that we collect, we collect it and we keep it on behalf of the gangs or the tribes that they are in the shading of our act. And as such, then, if they say, they check on their kitchen in terms of how much they have, then they say to them how much exists, and then they say, based on that, these awards 1, 2, 3, 4 students, these are the amounts indicated in terms of these. So we do them there in terms of this. This is the one that I refer to as the advertised more or the report, which was launched by this magazine between this year, which is the So that's the one that comes to some content. But the differences are actually informed by the traditional council, also based on the money that they have in the city, based on the lease, the commercial lease that you collect money on their behalf. So everything goes and would not actually be informed by us in terms of, because it's very enormous money that they need to have in terms of the time that I think is in the particular situation. The name of the investment, I think the issue of what the board aims to achieve from their title, I think we just have to look at the issue of title. Yes, I've been to government, it's going to move to the issue of the other. I think the comments by one of the Matthias in terms of models that exist, a message, and it's all that we want to look at them moving forward. Maybe also just I know also the comment by one of the matters on indigenous food products. And we would very much appreciate to get, what makes indigenous food products so that then we can also from our side when then we promote the facility, maybe look at those because I think the analogy that says they are resistant to drought that has been provided is something that we can look at. Because we had our focus mainly on sugar beans, particularly on the food product that we've been looking at this time. Because of the fact that when you look at anything around, they say sugar beans is probably for the poor, really for the poor. And so especially trying to mitigate the increase in product. And that then includes sugar cane. But we are open in our meeting with any suggestion from Kuna Matar in terms of what are the other products that we can actually diversify to, that we ensure that we are able to push products from the ground that are actually resistant to drought, that have been actually promoted to the area. I think probably during the day, we might be able to make all human beings
the animals to be able to do it, and then how it can take those forms. In terms of how much that we collect all together, I think we need to hear and to the reason for this year is they were not actually communicated to the person of the position and the person that is not capable. I don't know, it might have been because of the package that you offered, it might have been something that, unfortunately, I am not sure what the person thought and feeling there with regard to why she is applying and starting in a certain position. So I'm not sure if it's true. In terms of who is the person, the other question was, what happens to the person who are acting? The person was acting as a group within the organization that is in the family. So the person who are acting within the organization. However, the board, after the decline of the applicants, look at various options in terms of how to do it, but I think that's what we've been looking for quite some time. The board then looked at various options in terms of how to look at it, and then came up with an interim arrangement which was to specify the position and then separate the two, which is lending and maintain. And then we decide we're hoping to accomplish soon in terms of that.
Thank you, Chairperson. There was a question raised on the issue of doubtful debts. Doubtful debts are disowned by our customers. We are not certain that they will pay in terms of accounting standards and normal reporting process. We first reflect them as doubtful. Try to recover that debt. In this case, all the debts that have been, the amount of 1.6 million, all the debts have been handed over to police. There is a question raised on the issue of depreciation. In terms of that accounting standards, one must provide for depreciation in the annual financial statements. The provision need for that particular product for the entire year. I mentioned earlier that was a reason for the increase of the administration expenses. The board trust owns 43 million rand worth of assets. I have my financial statements open right here and the auditor. The decision that is based on the cost of the assets of 43.1 million. There was a question raised on the issue of trading. Trading income is income that the board generates on its own in terms of the lease income, servitude income, and borrowers' income. Finance income relates to money that we have in system or money that we have invested with the financial institutions. There was a question on the issue of the level of cash. The level of cash utilized is based on the number of requests from communities. If there are more requests in a particular year, they note that the cash will be utilized. If the requests are less than in a particular year, as compared to the previous year, you will notice that there will be a less amount utilized. There was also a question on the issue of how much money is in terms of service. For the transfer payment that we received in Italy, we have utilized full amount of money, which is like 11.3 million. So as far as that is concerned, the Indian money that we will be paying back for the transfer payments. Mm-hmm.
on the other funding that you are generating, how much is it? That's in the annual report. Another member, do you want to make the follow-up? I'm responsible that we've been provided. Another Chavillian, another Masadia, another Robertson. Follow-up, not new questions. No? Another Zong, then I'll come to new questions.
No, the question I was asking in terms of what you, the fund that you generate from either rentals on land or electricity and whatever. Why don't you go to your land or whatever? I'm just saying that what do you generate from your land account? From what you collect? From those who are using? How much of, is there some money that you send into them? Or is it all what you collect you are sending within your management?
Thank you for this one. For me, this understructure is just like hard time to get from the government. But it reminds me of the states. We know that the institution was making us that it's not, but it's like, how do you do it?
Another thing?
When I was in the institution,
Thank you.
the person that I delivered to that, for example, on the fourth quarter, you're supposed to achieve the result in the fact that you only attain the two. Now, I'm saying, well, not only I'm making all the KPIs myself, because I know that you cannot achieve the learning resources. Given, but I'm not in the situation to, we must go each and every KPI for a detailed performance and how much have you spent. First, when you check your finances, it gives us only the good services, good services. Yes, we are doing that in the same as time as the services. Something with I got here in financial reporting and the performance. In my explanation, I'll come with presentation. You fail to perform, you perform to 64% under administration, and the expenditure you will be made is 22%. Thank you, Chair. I want to say
another question.
I may not have captured the points about the deeper system of religion. Maybe it's time on our for the boy or for another hopefully to hear one of the two. The other one is on the internal lack of capacity to drive the economic development process. Can you be more specific? I appreciate the information you've given us guys, but can you be specific in terms of saying, by saying, by when will you overcome this internal, lack of capacity? Do you intend to bring people like social facilitator or historic social facilitator, someone who can conceptualize as well as implement these economic programs? So I think that's where, you need to put your finger in order to get the process going forward. When do you think you overcome? Yeah. Thank you.
Do you have a chance to follow up so I can move to the second phase of the question?
Thank you, Chairperson. Maybe just a thing, without waiting for time, I just really to emphasize one thing. Say, if I may read what he understands to be the mandate of the board and the class, how to meet the section 2 subsection 1. This is follows. A corporate body to be called the Ngonyama Trust is hereby established with perpetual succession and power to sue and suit and subject to this act to do all the five acts and things as bodies cooperate may lawfully do. That is just the mandate of the Trust. But now, it is this qualification as well as subsection to the sense. The Trust must in a manner not inconsistent with the provisions of this Act be administered for the benefits, material welfare and social well-being of the members of the members of our Act. The importance of this in our understanding firstly is that whatever we do, in other words, the income that is generated is not income for the state. This is what we call beneficiaries, when you say beneficial communities. So in our understanding, there can be no circumstances except when there is a transfer payment. Transfer payment has come from the public purse. If it has not been fully utilized, unless the treasury pays otherwise to keep all back to the state government. But money generation, either because of royalty or because of leasing, is for the benefit of the people who commission, and those are the people who tell us, keep that money until we tell you what to do with it. Hence, this second income generation, because I think one of the convenient way is to say, one, we get transfer from the state, whether it's 15 million, we sell 19 million. That money is specifically for the administration of the tax, not for any project whatsoever. Only consumed within administration. There is always a shortfall. And that shortfall is supplemented
by the income now that is generated by the activities of the class, among others, which are the issue of issues. So I'm saying in that context, then nothing goes to the treasury. That money is for the people that are defined in the tax. And then, as far as the unregistered institution is, unfortunately, honorable member of the House, who was outside of the Honorable, I think you are referring to, we all come to the of corporate institutions. If a candidate, a student has applied to a corporate institution, we don't have the mechanism as an institution ourselves to verify whether you are registered in a properly registered institution. We believe that it's up to the candidates themselves to do so, but where we've got information, we do make them aware of that. And in some instances, we have refused to accept payment to institutions which we doubt that they're properly registered. But we can never be sure all the time that they are all properly registered. As far as the time frame, which is narrable for the time, then prepared us me to commit to. I will respond to that with that understanding. First, I want to say that it has been a very nice problem for a while. But one we have now appointed some in the position of a business development officer, but we do believe they're in the backlog, because if I may just indicate as an organic stage that deals merely with the rural economy and land, there are many challenges on the ground which have indicated to us why we should appoint and create a position in the country. For instance, I'm sure we've seen in Italy, because it was far from us when people were referring to the kind of this vacancy. But we've come to realize the responsibility as well to empower the community to participate in those projects. And while mining houses, if you need people to engage with mining houses alone and hope that it will come to end, we see it with numerous problems where people's relative grave that has to move. Because we seem to be responsible for everything on land, we always get criticized for things sometimes that we are not aware of. But also we have come to realize that communities cannot negotiate at business deals. As a result, you see sometimes we've seen the leases, for instance, that we have inherited from the past. Like I think I once reported in this committee maybe 3 years back about POs. For instance, permissions to come off to high, which were issued by government at the time, and they continued beyond 94, with that one process of giving land for nothing. Sometimes climate. If you look, coastal land that is still available, at least I'm talking about KZN, is only in the IEPD. But somewhere there are encumbrances, like you find a PDO that is permission to occupy, with an enterprise occupying about 3-4 hectares of land for nothing more than 180 rand a year. Those are challenges. Then at the hands we have to replace them with issues for starters, so that we can begin to negotiate on behalf of the communities marketable things. And it's not an easy task. People want to work like regardless whether rich or poor, they come resistant to giving away those rights. I'm talking mainly about rights and for getting the permission to occupy people. To say, hence, the question of us being directly involved in the economic development, let alone that we work jointly with local authorities as well as other organizations like the National Empowerment Fund, etc., to ultimately develop this for the communities. But this is the challenge that we have. I will then ask my colleagues maybe to
respond to further questions that have been raised as follow-up. But if I may then say, to finalize the answer to Mr. Kulisani, not only then do we think we have addressed the problem. We believe when we started, we were too conservative by creating a policy for one country. The land we have required to be over supply, and the resources that are required are totally disproportionate to the task at hand. Hence, we will still have a deficit, but we hope that deficit will be overcome. Give us 2-3 years, I think we'll do a lot of the game. Because, among others, we have, of course, with that realization, we have approved the appointment of 2 community development workers, as well as administration clerk. I may also indicate one thing. We noticed that some of the beneficiaries of the scholarships over the years, we recently had a meeting with them, traced them, found that some of them have now graduated from university, some with even law degrees, but they are unemployed. So we're trying to get a project to get them that ability to become data capturers, etc. We believe there are multi pronged strategies we are looking at. I think then what may remain an answer to the follow-up questions as the last one. That's one, I think he needs a more detailed question, response to that. But I seem to entertain one view that maybe we need a broader engagement outside this, but we understand that what you say was not right. That I think is as far as the depreciation of did not have to be answered. I believe that we should always similar. But the rest that said presentation, I tried to clarify. Maybe why the government is having a big in terms of surplus and of treasury. I'm saying that is a personal money for people on the ground in terms of administration. Once we dare say 1 cent of that money, either misappropriated or go to the treasury, I'm not being hyperbolic. I think we see massive projects on the ground that we've never seen in the last 10 years. And like this.
The issue of the 3 million depreciation and short of the deposit. The MFO.
Thank you, Mr. In terms of the exact accounting sense, any entity that follows the standard must provide for depreciation. We have an excess of 43 million and other taxes. The cost of which is 43 million. That needs to be depreciated. So we have to be stated. There was an issue raised on the rental. I think the honorable member understood the report in the sense that the rental that the Burundi offers is not what is in the raises. What is paid for that particular office? And what's the problem with the opinion?
Thank you very much, in view of the questions that we have received now, I realize that in the report we are reflecting 2 issues, the fourth order and finally the end of the year. So that's why it looks like there's a serious problem. For example, in that expenditure program, they have indicated the annual report, the annual budget. They indicate the budget for the fourth quarter and the expenditure of the fourth quarter and the percentage annual. So when it moves on, it's only the expenditure of the fourth quarter and the percentage that is standing there in terms of the expenditure, which is not calculated to the budget of that quarter. And the final percentage at the end and the expending of the end of the fourth quarter, that one is the annual expenditure. And the last column, when you look at it, is a percentage of the year, which is 52.39. So I think that's the issue that I realized. Secondly, it's the depreciation. Depreciation cannot be reflected in any quarter except in the financials of the year. So now the entity has to put that, because they took it for granted that the fourth quarter is the end of the financial year. Now that's why there's no proper separation in terms of what is it that we have to do in the quarter. So now when you look at the target discharge for the fourth quarter and the expenditure, now it doesn't correlate, because some of the expenditure are only others are non-financial on the target, others have got financial implications. So I think these are the things that we've realized, that I think we will sit around with the board and start to correct and separate the fourth quarter properly, so that members can wait for the annual report and see the holistic expenditure and the financials in terms of the auditing members. So that's what I feel I'm asking. Thank you very much.
Another thing from the first observation. One of the things that the country issues, when you made the question to show that the development of these balance policies, how far are we with them? Even to follow up on this, how far are we with them?
It's a new question, that's another
question.
You can put a case out to the SAPS with regards to patches in stone or
I see there's nothing in the shaykh needs there. Maybe then just ask the question, answer the question first. Mm-hmm. What is the shaykh specific he's business for? Mm-hmm. And then I'll elaborate. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The security expenses is paid for the office accommodation. Relation to the office accommodation, security of the office accommodation.
Right, okay, so this is
the money is good fine.
Yeah, right, so is there a model? Then I should ask. Is there a model that actually assesses theft and the losses of theft on the theft that isn't good? Is there a model that puts forward to say
the offices of the organization, the guarding of these offices. Of course, the question of theft, whether they have theft or whatever, they can answer that, because I was not, because we're speaking about farms and equipment and all that, whether they are not responsible for it. They are in the track land, in the communal land, in the land where the chiefs are. That's the IGP. They are not in farms. So the work of agricultural thing is when they allocate the communal land to the community for projects, for food security and all that. It is not even going to 20 hectares or so. It's food security for 1 hectare to 5 hectares.
Thank you. Just when I looked at all the agriculture taking place over here, one would assume that agriculture is definitely some play a significant role in the trust. So, you know, that's why I'm asking. If we haven't got to a point where agricultural farm has been allocated to trustees, well then maybe I'm talking way ahead of myself.
Okay. Maybe before we close this session with the LGD, the issue of the policy is raised by Honorable Mishon. I think you are dealing with the culturalization of the police. Because when looking at this education award, it's an indication that there's no policy that guides you. Because Honorable Mandela raised the issue of the 5,000 that you are given. To me, the 5,000, because even in university you can't register with 5,000. Registration comes from, it starts from 10,000 upwards. So our worry was that if you give this children 5,000, if they go to the University of Zululand and that child doesn't get any bursary, what happens? Are you making a follow-up whether those children getting a bursary? Because you ask, it's better to, you know, to me it's better that you fund 5 children, you pay all the fees rather than the 5,000, the breakdown of 5,000. I think you have to take a look at that one. Because we're talking of children who are coming from rural areas, poverty is right, being given 5,000. Then after the 5,000, what about the other money? If the child doesn't get the money from the university, we've got the NS process. Also there's a challenge of finding why the NS process is there. I think we have to just review this educational award. We understand that you get a request from, but I don't understand that the tribal council can ask a request of 5,000 rand for a child to go to the university. It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing, really. The tribal council is asking 5,000 rand for each child. For what? Because even Tibet, now Padala, I'm going to Padala Low, or the 5,000 rand in a Tibet college. Then what about a university? If a tribal cadre requests 5,000 rand for a child to go to the university, what is the impact of that if you give that child that 5,000? if that child doesn't get any further partial, then what happens? I think that must be looked at. Then the other one, the issue of trauma. I think in our next meeting we have to just go deeper to this issue of the goods and services. The breakdown. Because in most cases, more money is spent on goods and services, but we don't really understand what is it and what amount has been paid for what. For instance, the agricultural project expenses, that's 1 million. You have to just scratch your head. What was it for? Was it for tractors? Was it for seed? Was it for irrigation? What was it for? Then the issue of the payment to community beneficiaries, that's 1 million. How many beneficiaries? And how much? So that at the end of the day, it makes that one, the total of 1 million. So we receive 500,000, we then receive 30 rand, the other. We must get the breakdown so that we understand really how that works. Because if you're just saying payment to community beneficiaries, then 1 million, how many of those beneficiaries? How much each has received out of that 1 million? CEO, I think you'll answer me on this one. The human resource management strategy. Whether is it finalized, because the money that was spent in the fourth quarter, is it finalized? If not finalized, when is it going to be finalized? I think the Belinda that you're talking with is Belinda, who was working with ICP. Is it not the one? The one who did in the office? There was Belinda who was working with ICP previously. And I think it's the Belinda that is set to kind of being the HR traction. Okay. Maybe you can also verify that one. Then the other one is that in each and every course, according to Treasury, we have to spend 25% that is the linear target in each course. But in the fourth quarter, there's somewhere where you have overspent, because whether you generate the money for yourself, but you have to comply. That's my understanding. You generate the money, you have to comply. So in each quarter, according to the linear target, you're spending at least maybe 25%. When looking at the land management, you have spent 43.2%, while in a rural development, traditional control support, where there's a dire need for money, you spend 11. In rural development, you spend 11.9. In traditional control, you spend 6.8. I think that one needs to be looked at. I'm putting on page 11 of your presentation, CEO. Not your man. So I think those are the issues that we must take into consideration.
Thank you very much. The balance policy was approved in the last week. It was not last week, but in the second time. So the approved in the very, very important. So basically, one, so measure of two. I am actually in case and confirm next year we do get the amount as indicated as from the system, because these are the same funds that are put in the system. But obviously, for the other committees, we haven't been responsible to the other committees and the central committees. Maybe I'll think that you can either top up with the other committee in terms of the location that it is made or in terms of the. But also, me just want to highlight to you the two committees that we have started the process of engaging with the other system in the month of July this year. We had a lot of meetings,
with the very same approach of understanding the challenges and understanding the plans, in terms of where they are and whether or not some of the awards are actually causing challenge for some of them. Well, of course, there's an element of the review that is all relatively important in terms of how one can move forward with it. But also, I might also say that for some, it does provide that initiative to go to the university. For example, another person at the college is now for the full budget program. So I'm saying it might, yes, look more, but depending on the amount that the international council has, then it's sticky. You can't just say you can't do 1,000, 2,000, all that might just be left. Looking at within the budget policy, we need any funding available within the budget scheme that was launched by him at the position, whether then you can do a top-up in terms of that. But I did say the comment made by the committee and the suggestion, and they are very much interested in the policy and moving forward in terms of how the issues can be looked at. In terms of the services, I think the case is noted by the board, and we actually in future try and see the staff. On the agricultural project, the church is in the community. Though I might not have final details now, but I'm fully aware that a lot of the funding that was changed in the first quarter was mainly for kids, and then some potential in factors. I think it needs to be even provided breakdown because I'll need to be fair based on my memory to the whole professional information, because that can need to incorporate information being provided to the portfolio committee. The same is applied to the payment that we can see that in terms of funding, and then the only thing is that we've got to go back into the who are paying which traditional countries and what are the requests for, and that they provide the education to the social policies. The human resource is in the strategy, and that is the issue of the issue in terms of this, and I'm expecting to find this, but I'm hoping if the shepherd can contrast directly to this.
There's an amount that we have spent on I think it's for, it's not for, 4 million. Yeah. Remember, for some communication strategy.
I would encourage them that you know that they can provide help, because you know sometimes that responding from the memory can take away from you when doing a check. And you can bring them forward the information to the credit of the committee within the committee. Yeah, I think it's easy to record in terms of the first seven or 10 years of the executive and the special.
And the reason you are the last one, and otherwise stand against us, or if you can just agree, but this matter, you indicated that the compost judgment is very much important.
Can I refer to him when you have been there? Then the project that are approved by the committee, then the project of the CCO or the committee, because the government and later that the CCO is still in the discussion and not in the
government. Thank you very much, honorable members. Thank you very much, honorable members. The TDMs were with us, ITB. I think you have noted what the committee requested you to provide. Hoping that also the staff will need a follow up on the issues that we have requested. If you have agreed to that within 14 days, the information must reach our committee secretary. I think you have to just provide us with the register, the staff establishment, Radio Okanoka, de Pasa Repolisi. The breakdown on the agricultural expenses for the fourth quarter, the breakdown in the payment of beneficiaries, which is aligned to the amount of money that you spend in the fourth quarter, the human resource management and communication strategy. But lastly, I just wanted to make a comment. You know, this issue of the educational awards is worries me most. Maybe if we can just give ITP the chance to go back and sit down. I understand that those children didn't give in that 5,000 rand. But I think saying that the 5,000 rand is not enough, although it's based on the money that the tribal council have. But I think the ITP can top up, because those children are living within the vicinity of the ITP on any money that they are having. But that it can be discussed. Then you present us with the report, so that when you review your budgetary policy, you take that into consideration, because really the 5,000 doesn't assist our children. Thank you very much. Can we have the 5 minutes break and another question?
Because my understanding, I might have heard incorrectly, that it's that some of the members want to leave at 1 o'clock. Was that correct?
Yes.
Did I hear correctly?
Well, come on. There was no
apology. I'm very concerned. I'm just concerned about the time constraints that are all available, and I want to reiterate that we cannot do justice to this constitutional support filing, the big thing that we're going to see that we also said there's an item right up front of this committee. I think it's a very serious matter.
Honourable members, here's the proposal that we defer the matter of the conversation to our next meeting to the time constraint. Honourable Nguni, Honourable Mkata, Honourable Robertson, lastly the Honourable.
Chair, I earlier proposed that we can look at item on ICT. I just explained myself, and I think that helps, because the issue was more on the logic in this. But now the situation is arising, and I would say that the colleagues who had so much concern, we are with them all the way. If we've got to remain another hour here we are, and so we shall remain. But if the colleagues want to propose that we defer the item, so we can. In other words, there was no intent whatsoever to defer the item. But it's only our colleagues who can vote to defer the item, and so shall not be if that's for all the time. If the issue is that we deal with the item, I'm more than prepared to reserve my energy for the next time.
I think we made a very interesting that this item comfortably following the ITP presentation. And now we are free and we are happy to wait for this presentation. Thank you very much.
Honourable Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think I'm going to take a look at what it says, in the sense that if there is not enough time to be able to go through and ask whatever questions we need to ask, I think that we can't be halfway through the presentation. I'm asking office questions and log on the run, have to break until next week again. So if it's going to take a longer period than what we have left, then I suggest that we first so we can use the full time of the meeting.
Another
Chair, can I just
absolutely emphasize, I don't suggest any attempt to defer the matter by any member of the service. I would like to say about this, but not about the members of this committee. I'm purely interested that we do justice to what was a fundamental legislative, highly legislative process. I'm not suggesting necessarily right now. What I was suggesting is that we proceed with the discussion. If we run into time constraints, then we keep it as an item on the agenda for the next committee meeting. The key objective that I have is that we do justice to this particular discussion.
Okay. I've been listening to the proposals. You're talking one and the same thing. Another role choice is already that we can just deal with it, but if we are able to finish it due to chaplaincy, then we can take it to the next meeting. But I'm advised that the briefing will be too short. The members can go with the judgment. If we request our legal section maybe to come to the meeting, we can do that so that we maybe seek some clarity and move forward. Another thing, do you want to say something?
Well, I've got somewhere with Junior Summer, and from my understanding, the main problem is with the LCOB. And I think that
let's allow the after that, because now we are entering into discussion, let's allow them to brief us.
Yeah.
If we have time, then we will raise the questions or the concerns that according to your reading, what is your view? If we finish with the discussion, it's fine. If we can't finish, then we take the matter to the committee. Can I then take this opportunity and give it to Nancy to advise to just read back about this concord judgment and also the deputy CLCC chairman will also add, make some addition. I don't know whether there's anyone from the legal. Over to you, chairman. Over to you, Nancy.
Good afternoon, Chair President, honorable members and colleagues. I asked to present on the outcomes of the land access meeting of South Africa and others, also the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, the recent judgment by the Constitutional Court on the validity of the restitution of land access act, which was recently passed by Parliament. Chair, before I even get into the position, I'd like to just give a brief historical background to how the Amendment Act came about. It was towards the end of the fourth Parliament when a number of bills were brought before Parliament and classified as an urgent bill that had to be passed before the end of the parliamentary period in the fourth Parliament. Act in question or bill forms part of those bills that were being looked at by Parliament in that period. It's important to note that this bill came and it was facilitated through Parliament or processed by Parliament during these mechanisms, and it was eventually passed and accepted by the President, became Act. And then she answered the Constitutional Court's challenge on this matter. The challenge comes from civil society organizations that concern themselves with rights or land rights, land reform related matters, as a specific interest. And I know that the Land Action Movement of South Africa is what we call AMOSA, the Association of Rural Advancement, called ARA, School and Development Association, and Modafley Communal Property Association, as well as MANKULE Communal Property, and POPELA Communal Property Association. All together, these organizations formed what I would call the Immigration and Applicants in the Constitutional Court. They approached the Constitutional Court for a declaratory order in order to declare the Amendment Act that was passed by Parliament as unconstitutional and therefore invalid. The approach to the Constitutional Court in this application here was twofold. It was on procedural grounds as well as substantive grounds. The procedure of that Parliament, or the procedural challenge of that Parliament, as well as provincial legislature, failed to comply with their constitutional obligations to facilitate public involvement. specifically the Christians that in the constitution that have been challenged will not have been complied with, were credited with 218, which is a positive obligation on the NPOB to conduct or to facilitate public involvement. And with the second has 18.18, which is the corresponding obligation on the provincial legislatures, also facilitate or conduct public involvement. The second aspect of that challenge was successive grounds, which was the challenge to section 61G of the Amendment Act. Now this section provided that a commission shall ensure that priority is given to claims lodged no later than December 1998 and which were not finalized at the date of commencement of the Amendment Act of 2014. The applicants at first shared at this point that the section was too abstract, or the prioritization that was provided for the 161G of the Act was too abstract and did not sufficiently protect the existing land restitution framework. At this point, I would like to just mention an important distinction between the existing claimants and the new claimants. And I'll borrow from the language of the NPRCA and call them old order claimants as well as new order claimants. The old order claimants are those claims that would have been lodged in terms of the restitution of land by the Act of 1994. The process for application for land restitution closed in December of 1998. And the new order claims would be the ones that have been lodged in terms of the Amendment Act of the question. The applicant tells that 61G was abstract, did not affect the old or claimant, and therefore should be certified as a claim invite. And secondly, that the procedure in terms of which this act was passed was flawed and therefore unconstitutional because there was no adequate public involvement, facilitated by the SOP as well as the provinces or provincial legislature. Chair, as this committee will remember, in the fourth parliament, Parliament, through the National Assembly, facilitated extensive public participation. All provinces were visited, as I could remember. It was done through public hearings, as well as oral submissions, as well as written submissions. It was a fair public participation process, facilitated by the Portfolio Committee on land and rural development. On the other hand, in the NPOP, the public participation process, which has always been, and this has always been the practice between the NPOP and provincial legislature, the bill was transferred to the provincial legislature for the legislatures to do the public consultation or to facilitate public involvement. And no public participation actually took place or was facilitated in the NPOP. However, there was a strong view, Chair, that because this is in practice, that the NPOP defers to the provincial legislatures to facilitate public involvement working with the NPOP, and because of the process that I've just described, which took place in this committee, it was decided in the legislative sector, in parliament and provincial legislatures, to defend the application. In that they felt that they had met the constitutional threshold, or the minimum threshold, required of the legislative sector to facilitate public involvement when passing legislation. That's the procedural aspect. And on the substantive aspect, it was felt that by Parliament that the prioritization, as was touched by the applicant, needed to be elaborated because it was a process of how the old order rights would have to be prioritized. And the trust could not find itself in the Amendment Act. Parliament has that 61G set a principle of prioritization and said clearly that the old border rights, those lodged under the 1998 process, would be prioritized. But the applicants argued that this is abstract and therefore so special was then left to the court to decide. Firstly, whether the minimum threshold of what it was met, and secondly, whether the prioritization principle as well as the regulations which Parliament first would elaborate the procedure would be sufficient to vindicate this right in 61G. This is the background to the situation. I come now to the judgment of the Constitutional Court. And what I just summarized is, in a nutshell, the argument that was brought before the Court in this application. The judgment, Chair, comes as a mixed judgment. in legal terms. It is not a degree of standard judgment, specifically. Neither is it an interest, specifically. It's a mixture of two. It first declares constitutional validity and also interdicts a process of preservation, responding to the two questions that are articulated. In essence, the amended record is especially about reopening the process of land claims, which was closed in 1998, and the court in the judgment agrees with this point of reopening the restitution claims process. However, the court has a big problem, and it expresses itself extensively in the judgment. At the time period, which is the period of 2 weeks within which public consultation was done by the network and the provincial legislatures, was unreasonable. And the mechanisms used to conduct that public participation had a potential of excluding the involvement of interested and affected parties. The court further said that the entry of the information is failed to publish it as a public involvement. And as such, because of that failure, the court declared that the act is declared unconstitutional and invalid. Because the positive legal obligation, or constitutional obligation, the NCOP has articulated in 132 of the Constitution, as well as on the provincial legislature, has articulated in 318, was not fulfilled. The court goes on to answer the second question on the first step and says that the claims lodged under the amended act between it was passed and on the day the court made the decision remain valid. And we have now seen the numbers that the 120,000 claims came forward in the process of the offense in the amended act and when the court made the decision and declared the act invalid. Those claims said the court has remained valid. However, the court interdicts or prohibits the investigation and setting of the claims lodged under the new process until such time that the old other rights have been adjudicated, looked into, and settled. But the court also says that in the event that, or on the court says that because this act has been declared valid, Parliament is given 24 months to come up with a new piece of legislation that first reopens the process, that is procedurally sound, having consulted all of the interested and affected parties. But that also really clarifies extensively the issue of prioritization of all the other claims. The process of how those older claims will be prioritized. And this must happen in 24 months. The court also says that should this not happen within the 24 months period granted, any interested party or the Office of the Commission of Land Claims can approach the court and ask the court to provide it with an appropriate definition. The court went on to impose legal costs against the National Council of Provinces for the application. In another sense, that is the judgment or that is been provided. But I also want to just make comments here relating to the lessons to be learned or that we believe should be learned from this judgment. The first lesson says that the 2 weeks consultation process that was undertaken during the passing of this amendment act, as opposed to the 6 week cycle that is associated in the NCOP operation procedure, was unreasonable. The court found unreasonable. And that it is important that the time period be revisited and clarified for all parties concerned to adhere to it strictly. The second aspect is that the period during consultation was not translated to languages that are spoken in the area where the consultation took place. In this regard, the NA and the SOP both did not adhere to this very critical principle of translation bills, or at least the memorandum of the bill to the language we spoke in the area that consulted. And that we think that this is important that the Parliament translate the bill into official and spoken in South Africa in order to reach as much as possible all of the interested parties in the bill that is being considered. That legislation of the wheelchair was also not reasonable, and it did not reach the intended audience. It is important that the legislation of the is clear and part is widely to reach all intended audiences. this is that complex governance principles within the central government could be utilized, including local government that is closer to the region, to advertise those in order to ensure that it's reaching as many people as possible. The importance of the bill itself should have legislated more focus on intense public conflict to ensure that wider elections have been raised as much as possible. The other point is that cross-checking officers are found to also not to be in conflict with the Constitution. And that this is supported by talent for this cross-checking, we consider to be unreasonable. It is important that we have planned far well in advance in hand in order to negate the efficiency of cross-checking. And the last one here will most probably only apply to the NCOP, unless the whole issue of mandating procedures. The whole issue of mandates and so on. And I will, with your permission, share my strategy, present it here. And lastly, sir, the committee has been given, or Parliament has been given 24 months to respond to this issue of reopening the process. And in this regard, we feel that it is time for the stringent, and that cooperative governments will be necessary there or should engage in order to respond efficiently. And that the community should strictly engage for that mechanism in order to ensure that we meet the deadline. The last thing there is that whilst the imminent bill amending to reopen the process has not yet been introduced, but we anticipate as the last one that it will be ratified as a session for the party, which means that it will be an LA-driven process, and therefore we start in this committee, and that the committee will do well to prepare itself to look into this matter as soon as possible in order to make the stringent deadline or time frame that is in place for the Constitution. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I think it's briefing simple and clear. The future consistency, do you want to add something?
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairman. Good afternoon, Honourable Members. On the item as it is, I think that the committee has clearly spelled out the impact on the processing of legislation. There is obviously an impact on the operations of the commission, and I think that would be a discussion for another day. But what I must just add, which the colleagues in Parliament may not be aware of, is that the secondary issue of the interpretation of prioritization remains an issue even after the judgment, such that there is a process now at the Land Claims Court that is designed to provide clarification. The declaration of invalidity takes effect from the 28th of July 2016. So the claims that are lodged between the 1st of July 2014 and the 27th of July 2016 remain convicted. So there's a whole issue then of how, what is the best way of dealing with that is remains before the court, and there will be a hearing on that aspect in the 19th and 23rd of September. Other than just that update, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members, that the impact on the processing of legislation has been covered in the presentation.
Thank you very much, Deputy Secretary. Members, want to comment on the presentation? Honourable Walter?
Chairperson, I would like to take the committee back to the discussions that we had around this process. You'll recall that we raised questions of how the new committee will be funded. We had quite a debate about what was said during this process as to what the time period it will take, the budget it will take to actually resolve claims. We raised continuously the issues of prioritization of claims. We raised it in the House that the new term extended the framework in 2014 showed no real intention of implementing this piece of legislation of their cost. You know, it's all a matter of record on Hansard. What we have in front of us, and I think we mustn't dodge the bullet here, what we have in front of us is another piece of legislation, another act of Parliament that went to court into the Constitutional Court and failed to muster the appointee who failed to pass muster, constitutional muster. This is now clearly a pattern in Parliament. It's clearly a pattern that political consideration and management of legislative processes are not done according to the constitutional framework that's set for Parliament. It's a pattern over and above a piece of legislation, over and above what is relevant to this committee. It's an overall pattern that we as a committee should express ourselves very strongly about, and that is the constitutional decline of the legislative framework of this Parliament. And that's my first point that I want to make. It's very clear from reading the papers that the issue of legislation being pushed through before an election was raised in the public participation process, it was raised by political parties. It was very clear that this was not an error of the NCRP, this was a deliberate political choice to push through a piece of legislation before an election in order to presumably gain votes, presumably make it look like this progress on land reform is intact, a 22-year track record of continuous failure. This was an election stunt, let's be honest. This was very much something that was intentionally pushed through quickly. This was something that was not a mistake. This wasn't a misunderstanding. This was the African National Congress taking advance before an election. But the part that really angers me is you don't budget for your own legislation afterwards. I mean, this clearly, if you look at the medium-term expenditure framework, if we look at the budget that we've been dealing with, but it's not even an intention to meet this promise, to meet this expectation that was raised. So as far as I'm concerned, this vindicates the Democratic Alliance's view that this piece of legislation, this amendment act that was introduced, was an elaborate election lie. Now, the view of this committee is that do not repeat this mistake. We do not waste taxpayers' money like this. We do not play with the hopes of people. We don't play with justice of people in this manner. Let's do this process properly this time around. Let's debate the legislation properly. Let's actually listen to one another. Let's actually listen to all the arguments. Let's do it properly. Let's not have another stunt in front of the 2019 election and we have another failed policy on top of another failed policy. It's a disgrace. This is an absolute disgrace. So let's do this properly. This, you stay exposed. This won't happen a second time. You stay exposed on this. Thank you very much.
I think, yeah, we have to discuss the way forward. Because we have received a briefing. Then if I like highlighted what will be our role from now, there will be no need in one another. There will be lots of acts that will pass towards the election. Unfortunately, this one, as the court has indicated, that there was no proper consultation in the NCOOP.
Another bullet.
Thank you very much. I have never had a lot of one question on this such words and feelings that done within 2 minutes. What like electron stands, elaborate, nationalize, taxpayers' money, stamps paying back against faith, policy, and expose ANC, I don't know how many times I mentioned ANC. Very versatile. I have really always held him in such high regard. I never thought he could speak so low. Here, there was no ANC man speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Here was a briefing by the legal section. And I have never seen Honorable Walter speak so low, Chair. But now he's on record, and therefore, for that very same record, we really have got to show him the other side. It is true that a number of people were left out in terms of the 1998 deadline. And Honorable Walter said, never worried about that. That was the intention. And Chair, I'm clear that he passed his way forward. That intention must pass at all costs. For as long as some of us live, those people were left out. Those people were left out, and I'm still debating, no, I'm debating as a parliamentarian. We must do our level best that they are put into the system. To follow the board, that will be an election stand, it will be level for election line, it will be taxpayers' money. But to those people, it will be justice at last. Some of us fairly believe, and I think all of us here for once,
that the good demand that in that land was stolen by the good way in which Ronald Chagan put it. But it was stolen. The land was the land never sold. Our people never sold land. But the number of land owners are those who would be colonized. You know? And therefore, people have been left outside. This piece of deal has got and must be made to seek to make sure that there is a reparation, to make sure that people are still able not to be closed out, to be open for. I do not think that from what I heard, I would ask any other legal minds, where the constitutional court says it is absolutely wrong and bad at times to seek to open up for the people, you know, that they can make their own claims, you know. The next point is, the gentlemen and all other legal groups that listen to them for the first 20-something years in my professional life, they always talk about two things, the procedure and the substance. All lawyers, in interpreting everything, they always hinge on those. On the substantive aspect, save for the interpretation of priority, which I thought is common English, but for whatever reason, it has since been legalized and politicized that term. Priority simply means what you pay first, then those not English first, even if they are not allowed to speak in the English, please. Priority would have meant that you pay first and therefore you will have the first chance to be attended to, like in a venue, like anywhere else. Now, that's one substantive and the only substantive issue. The only substantive issue that from my listening to the briefing came up, prioritization. There was no such issue about, as I hear my colleagues talk about the funding, the water, there was no such issue. Now, on substantive change, the piece of legislation also is going to, this point, one is trying to make is going to help us how we go forward. On substantive, it looks like we have both legs to stand on. Say that on substantive, we really have to give much more clarity on prioritization. So what a credible piece on substantive ground? What a credible piece of law? Because nothing is condemned there as anything. Check on procedure. I do not know the NCOP to be working much, very much like the NA in terms of the party politics. It's more of provinces there and provincial mandates and the system. Clearly, what we must accept, I'm not serving the NCOP, but what we must clearly accept is that colleagues there at NCOP had 2 weeks to do a 6 week work. Again, if you listen to that, it's a logical issue in a time constraint, there's no electoral time, there's no other policy election line, there's no taxpayer money, there's no big policy, it's just that anything will be found with 2 weeks left before elections, in which case bills have to be done. So, I mean, just for a moment, because this, the committee must come with very clear stance on this issue. I just want you to talk for a moment and say, all of us present in this committee are here now. The department has promised 5 years. No one is raising a concern. I only remember myself or our party raising a concern that of those 5 years that were promised by the department, only one has come through. So certainly participants in the committee would wait at the end and begin to speak the half language that unfounded came to an end. When the department, I could only say, ask our DM to please note that the point at which you bring the legislation to Parliament may lead us to this situation. May you please, with the 4 other remaining legislation that is supposed to bring forward, make sure that we don't get into this situation in case people begin to see in conservative bodies, but for me, when somebody sees a ghost, during broad daylight, when there's no ghost there, people begin to see their own things. So, to the executive armchair, I think that we do need to have a firm encouragement, our DMs, please bring legislation in time.
probably NCOP fell short because legislation came at the tail end. Now we are awaiting for legislation from your good self. Please bring them forward. And having said that, Chair, now that the ANC has been mentioned, I'm a proud ANC member, and I think that it's great of the ANC to think to reopen for the people. And I think that the ANC must never stop until the reopening has actually been mastered. The constitutional decline, Chair, is another myth that every discussion by each other as a committee must never accept. Constitutional court has been there. I remember that when I went to constitutional court, I think it was going to have a matter. But then they went to constitutional court. Future presidents, even the Western Cape Premier, because it's the only place I can think of that the highest that the other party can climb beyond the world. Even the Western Cape Premier would have to go to a constitutional court at some point in time. But let me repeat my point. In a democracy, check, even the Western Cape Premier would have to go to constitutional court at some point. It will not be showing the constitutional decline. It's because lawmakers are not necessarily legal practitioners. And therefore, then, from time to time, their practices and pronouncements have got rejected. If the constitutional court pronounces that, no, that's not the way, then so the peace will accept. Who wrote to the constitutional court? And I think that's my grandmother who wrote the peace. And I think we realize we have made a 6 weeks. And I think we'll have this time to be chair, and ultimately our people will have the chance to claim. All the other publications by Honorable Walter, if you get it very, very disgusting, because better, it should not have been said at all. It is disgusting.
I believe that is actually unparliamentary to accuse me of fabricating what I'm saying. This is the document.
Chairperson.
But I was referring to everything I said is based on what comes out of that to this document. And it's a fact. It's a fact that the ANC was charged with another government. The chairperson to abuse me of fabricating what I'm saying. It's like we're fabricating that the DA is opposed to opening land, as opposed to a process of justice, fabricating it as a lightning conductor, lots of arguments go in clustering because you're bubble. A chairperson, please, let's not scoop bone to that level. The fact of the matter is, we rush something through, have an election, backfire, let's keep saying it's not going to happen again, and let's have the other bills also coming just before 2019, that are supposed to be in front of this committee, as well as too much time with other things. That's really the point. So chairperson, let's take this legislative process, let's take it seriously, and tell us what that is happening.
Members, I think we have taken this deal seriously even before, because we did what was expected of us to do. But nevertheless, we accept the decision of the court. Then we have to come up with a way forward. We know that the Constitution gives us the right to, as a committee, to initiate the bill. It gives the member the right to initiate the bill. It gives the executive the right to initiate the bill, but we need to get the advice on how do we process this matter further. I think that is it. We can debate and jump, you know, and roll, but we have this responsibility as a committee, because this committee is not an ANC committee, not a DA committee. It's a parliament committee. So if there's a mistake, we have to take all of us as committee members, not to shift blame to whosoever. It won't, it's not going to assist us. But now we need to get the way forward on how to process this thing further, because really the people, even the court, supported the reopening. The people, when doing public hearings, supported the reopening. Now we have to take that collective responsibility, all of us, including Honorable Marshall, Honorable Storm. We need to take that collective responsibility. Honorable Matthias and Honorable Sultan.
No, I was just mentioning you.
Like we are talking, I was not doing that.
Look, man, I don't know why this is quite
but you should know, they are the friends.
I don't know why.
What is the order?
You should look at your friends.
No, I didn't recognize you. So you have recognized that you're mine.
Oh, he's not here.
No.
Okay, sorry, Zuma. I withdraw. You're right.
Because he's you, he did everything. Yeah,
the white broken from the DJ.
You know what? Honorable members, can you please assist me? No.
Referring to a white caucus.
I didn't hear that.
Because
you're making noise, you should check me. Okay, can you stop it, Honorable Citizen?
Can you stop the
white? I didn't hear that, Honorable Bunyan. Did you say something like white?
Of the moment, I erroneously said the white caucus. I apologize, I withdraw. It was that section of the PA. I withdraw.
Honorable, okay. Apologies, withdraw as consistent. Honorable Matthias, can you assist me so that we finish this session? You must not be afraid.
We are watching the lawmakers.
I don't understand the face is quite confused. What is more difficult? Explanation by the Bonita. It which is very difficult, which is full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
It's still hard.
So I don't know, but
can you
this bill was presented before Parliament, before 2014 elections. The bill was not passed. And which is not coming forth from one of the boys, you should get to understand the applicants. Who are these applicants? And what motive drove them to approve the Constitution? What was so much at stake? Has the bill been passed and not been presented today? Declared as unconstitutional by the Congo. What is that these applicants could lose or to benefit? Because the majority of the applicants, the ruling party should want it. That these somehow are constituencies which ordinarily and naturally be claimed by the ruling party. This is what that question is not arising. We should first prove what propelled applicants to take the target that they see. What is it that is suited to lose ability from this meeting? But going forward, and also in keeping with the request from the chair, there is nothing that we can do because the court found not only on one ground, but on two grounds, on substantive, as well as procedural grounds. All what we need to do, our duty, that which the court says we have planned. As to what political or economic benefits the ruling party wanted to derive out of facilitating the process is what are under the thing. All what we need to do now is to say, how do we party? We must all agree that the restitutionary route that has been followed since 1994 has not been put to the best of its ability to benefit our people at a pace at which would be appreciated.
the route has been very slow, and the compromises made in this have placed us in a position where we had to the wooden pass to consider the extensions for land claims to be lost, precisely because of the compromises in the overcome these challenges and weaknesses so that we put the process there to improve the process.
Another question?
What are
the constitutions?
Thank you, sir. During the debates last year, you got a memo on Democrats. I served in the NDA. At the end, the ANC have drifted away from the public. And this is evident to that extent. Because that's what we say. The national problems and mass facilities, public involvement,
Can I correct you? I think all what you are saying is not going to affect us. Because your member was a member from the AU which was represented in the committee. When you participated. And also the UDM supported the passing of the bill. I think the issue here on the table, we need to be focused. How do we process the matter forward? I think that is it. Because really to go with ANC, it's not the ANC members of parliament, because the bill has been passed in parliament, not passed by the ANC. I think this issue of mentioning parties in the committee meeting is the one that is causing, you know, you make my work very much. Can we talk as members of the committee, not as ANC, UDM, whatever, but you are a committee member. Here, we receive the briefing, how do you process this matter forward? That's it. That is what I request for member.
Can I process it?
Yes,
thank you very much. I'm not a member, because I'm a spiritual one. When I was getting to the NCOP must go and do its function as is prescribed in the Constitution. And I think the way to go about it is for us here to pass a resolution to say we're taking this to NA, nobody's going to contest this, and then we... Not as good as with Advocata last week. You know, because we're facing a similar situation in our country. So go back to the NA, find a resolution there to say that the NCOP, we can take it back to the NCOP so that they do what is done. This is our baby. It's a baby of the NCOP. This is according to the government. And that's the procedure I suggest we do, you know. And then, in so far as substance is concerned, maybe we can await the judgment of the hearing on the that we're in the process of. Then we can look at it from that perspective. If I understood that, the statement regarding the substantive elements of the whole thing. First and closing, it is unfortunate that after the member of the team, the Lord has read the statement, you remark the same way you're doing. But we patiently and painfully listened to the same way, attacking the GA. It was marked. Now, whenever another member of the opposition makes a similar remark, you are quick to interrupt. This is unlike you in the past.
May you please continue to be the kind of that we have always enjoyed seeing people.
I think you're still going to enjoy another one. My daughter is requesting from you members, all of you, you must not make my work very much difficult. Because here we are a committee. Can we move towards the way forward? Honorable Sultana, on what you have indicated, I think the court has given us a responsibility as an NA. Although the gaps were identified during the processing of the bill in the NCOP, but the bill has to start in other ways, or starting afresh. That is my understanding. I think you will correct me. We have to start afresh, conduct public hearing, pass the bill in the NA, the bill being referred to the NCOP, the NCOP process the bill accordingly and taking what the court, the gap that has been identified by the court, but we have to start the process afresh. I think the legal gurus will correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Honorable President, Honorable Shomodi, Honorable Ocho.
Shomodi.
Okay, I don't want to be happy to people with you, but thanks again, you know, the confirmation of that. Because my understanding of the ruling is that it points pushes from square at the door of the NCOB. And this is what 72.1 is about. It's not about the NA. I don't want us to have to go back and do what, you know, we did as the NA at that time. Let's just check on that. The interpretation, you know, the verbatim, you know, where government itself, but such as the 2A, as it was, it has just said, it refers to the NA. Sorry, to the NCOP, not to the NA. I wouldn't want us to go into a reason what was done in 2013 and so on. You know, especially if there is ambiguity as to whether interpretation is the case. But my understanding, according to the briefing we got, you refer exclusively to the N only to section 72.1. And that's our plan. Yeah. Nothing about the NA. Mm. And 72 refers to the NCOP, not the NA. Thank you, sir.
I think Parliament consists of the NCOP and the National Assembly, but they will guide us. Honorable Mr. and then Honorable Rocha.
I wanted to find out what is you refer to a new session. Not here. I think we should have come to the assembly. And I understand that instead of them taking 2 weeks, it's when we take ownership of the process here, but it's not continuous.
Let's
not come out protest or issues that are faced is not being driven without support. No, I'm saying which is if this was done properly, within 6 weeks, not within 2 weeks before election, and within the resources, ever saying number one, more government was opening up then in the second time.
I'm just worried. I know that I want us to generate to the area of philanthropy for his money. I'm also worried that I don't want to be indicated in a setting where we insinuate that the insinuations of going to be discredited to the project is number one. I think that it's unparliamentary and should be withdrawn and refer to the present in the appropriate manner and refer to the opposition. Thank you. Because it's on the record. Health is one talking wrong.
Can you avoid the stories and be focused on the presentation? Because I think that is the stories that create for us problems. What is the way forward? There's a proposal by Honorable Sultan. Honorable Sultan made a proposal. So I'm saying, come to the proposal because.
I support Honorable Sultan, but not to take him for national. I'm saying, you see how much step that when you have a participation, you use all languages. So that was.
Honorable Dutch, continue, Honorable.
It's a principle issue. And it's not aimed at disrupting the meeting. Chairperson, my point of order is Mr. McClung was repeated interrupted now. My members of the executive are other members of the committee. I have no problem as you have noticed if you fight matters vigorously, but I do think they allow one another to speak. And this is my harassment of a speak on the floor, and I'm certainly not going to stand for that. It's unacceptable. So could we please allow the member of this committee, of this newfound collector, thank you very much.
Honorable Sean,
another pleasure.
Do something.
We must not say the postcode. It says again the involvement of affected communities. In other words, that are foreign communities that are identified. I'm saying the Makuru Rebo community, Ubella community. In other words, must make sure that the
okay. Honourable Member, the proposal was made that we have to start the Honourable Member.
I think that the issue is there are different views. I think all states have different views, and I think this is ultimately should be a process where you make good legislation. Mm-hmm. There's a positive impact on people and perceive that the rights as envisioned in the Constitution make better reality for South Africa. That's what we're coming from. So I would suggest, first of all, as Member for Vine said, we need to be absolutely clear where this process is situated. With the greatest of respect, and I thought it was a very good presentation of the legal reading, but we need to be 100% sure that the process that we've embarked upon vis-a-vis the NA and the ECOP, that is absolutely correct. And I also think that it would certainly help if this particular process is taken seriously. And this is now, we stand on part, made our party political statements, and I stand by it. But we need to make absolutely sure that this process of legislation, that we have good legislation, things that are not resulting in unfunded mandates, that actually throws our various arms of government into confusion, putting them into unmanageable situations, where we then give them hassles in every committee. Mm-hmm. So let's also have an undertaking that we focus on making good legislation, not just not around electoral cycles that actually in this term where we can make really can make a difference. But I also think we need to look at having a proper time frame. That one of the things that comes out of the papers here that we have a very rigid time frame that complies with the law. Not open to delegation. If it goes to the NCP, we need to get their buy-in into this. But we don't have legislatures, as you can see from the papers here, making a mess. I sat on a member of the party provincial legislature. I saw. I was, and this was my
So I think we have to have a time frame before the role players agree to that it's properly confronted. We also need to have a proper database of role players, people that are making contributions, and we can't show through the motions of public hearings and the provincial legislators go through the sort of meet-greet and eat-up exercise. This is an important piece of legislation. All of us, I do not need to disagree with us, but people all want justice. We all want land reform to work. So let's have a well-defined process with clear role players that we actively invite, proactively invite. Let's not have it around electoral cycles, and let's take a serious and mature to that on some legal basis, and that might my suggested way forward. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Honourable Makata, Honourable Daniel, be the last one for the conclusion.
Thank you, Sir President, at long last. I was very much disturbed by the government's military. Nonetheless, we need some money in the correct manner. Sir, my troublesome is this attack is let's fix what is wrong. I like our way forward. It assists us, but processing in a constitutional manner at this time. I will put it up for you. Thank you very much.
Another one, Guru.
Thank you, Chair, and thanks to the committee for the robust discussion. I would also attract nothing except that which I attracted. The so-called. The last by Honorable Walter, I find very, very important. If that is then say Thomas Walter, I know. And in line with all the discussions, I wanted that just for the record and also for Pandora's system, that we then mandate the chairperson to outline the process to be followed and present that in a week or 2 weeks' time, as the chairman has done that and outline the process for the committee to adopt and for the committee to comment on. There are two scenarios. The one is that you go, the one of starting an NCOP, I think, is out here, but NCOP cannot do the first one, the first sentence, I suppose. They cannot initiate at that level. Or in case we fail in court, because it didn't start with Parliament as a whole. So then, so remaining the scenario by which the executive, the GMs are here, could really start the process and also adapting to the current situation on the land space. The other option could be the committee data, and that could give you the mandate to explore all that and any other relevant avenue. I would put it in that manner to say that I'm not closing out any other avenue. We give you a week to 2 weeks as the leader of the committee to outline the proposal and then the committee can adopt the decision.
Before I make a conclusion, can I just request Unash to clarify?
Yes.
I never put that. I'll request Unash to clarify the issue that you have raised, and that the NCOP, why this has to be initiated by us, because they get to identify in the other side. Over to you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. The three questions taking the letter to the NCOP as proposed by Honourable President. The Constitutional Court has made a declaratory order. It has declared the act unconstitutional. So there's nothing to refer back to the NCOP now. So the court will have to start the NCOP. And the amendment bill might not necessarily be exactly the same as the act has been passed, because this one must necessarily speak to the issue of priority to the issue. So it will be a different bill. And it must go through the same process as this amendment as it is. So, and we anticipate that it will come as a 75 days, which means it must be an NA-driven process. to be so that it's recorded in terms of the procedure in the constitution has been session 75. Yes, that is the answer to it. So much the judgment does not say anything about the NA having not participated in effective fund participation. But because of the NCOP, which in terms of section 42 of the constitution is the second house that forms parliament as a whole with the NA, it therefore means that parliament did not, parliament must restart the process in office.
The issue of the
essential legal term used to refer to, because in court you either apply for a declaration for something to be declared unconstitutional, illegal or invalid, which is the part of the judgment defense section declared that the proceed was invalid and therefore unconstitutional, so there's a declaration order to that extent. The second aspect is the procedural aspect. So the second aspect is an interdict. It interdicts the commissioner from processing any new claim or receiving any new claim in terms of that until such time that there is an amendment to reopen the process. However, there is all that dynamic that comes with that the claims commissioner was explaining, that there is still a court process going on which is due to the issue of privatization. And privatization, that means that the ones of 98 can look at before the ones of the
English. Do you think that the court process is going to affect what will be initiated maybe as a committee?
Yes, sir, legally that's what is coming before the court is usually confusing for us, because the constitutional court in terms of section 27 of the constitution is the final act on constitutional measures. And it made a decision in this regard in the judgment. However, I understand that the process is before the Land Claims Commission regarding this issue of privatization. So we are certainly guided by the court in regards to whatever decision that will come out of the process that was mentioned.
So we have to wait for...
We
have
to go pause in front of the process. Thank you.
Honorable members, honorable speaker.
Thank you, sir. It is not my intention to belabor the point, but rather to facilitate the process. And that's all I would now raise my hand here. Now, in the case of Flower municipality, I agree. They went back when there was a lack of clarity on the interpretation of a court finding. And because they went back to court, they got better understanding of what was meant by the issue about Flower and the addresses and so forth. And that's why I think we don't want to go back and get clarity on the interpretation of this, or whether I want to rely on this interpretation and go to laborious or just having the whole process afresh. I repeat, I'm not necessarily or unduly delivering the point, but that is an option that I would suggest that our legal team should look at, as whether in fact the interpretation of the situation is as accurate as they say it is. And I'm not talking myself, but in that law myself, I know there are always more than just one way of having a legal problem that you come across. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. My question is, at some point, I just need to maybe the Deputy Land Claims Commission can allow me to suspect. Is this a fresh application of the Land Claims Court? Or is there any... I can't imagine the Constitutional Court refer any aspect of what they dealt with to the Land Claims Court for clarity. Is it a completely new process that has been lost by the very same applicants, or is it complete double applicants in the state?
Between the 1st of July 2014 and the 27th of July 2016, there were land claims that were lodged, which competes with claims lodged before 1998 that were before the Land Claims Court. For the court to make an effective order, it requires that all things in respect of a certain piece of land where they are adjudicating, they must be brought before the court. And that was done. Now, the Constitutional Court order interdicts only the Commission from processing those claims that were lost during that period. But it does not say anything about and adjudication of those claims by the court. So the Land Claims Court then picked two cases which have provided scenarios. Land Claims Law 98 referred to the court when the opening took place. There were claims that were lodged in the scope of the claims of land, which were also referred by the claimants to the court. Now the court is saying, how should we deal with those types of cases? Now that process will give an opportunity for the judges to come and explain privatization, but it should not hold the process that should be done within the 4-month period.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, sir, I'm constrained. I've got so many discussion points to raise, but I had thought that the meeting was granted to that point, which said a number of ways was almost supported. Pray for in answering honorable questions under the name who advocate the matter next to me, then made the answer in such a manner that there was any the follow-up. So I do not know, sir. I honestly think that there was a motion which was seconded and that perhaps the great colleagues. Sir, that everybody is asking. If we ask you, the chairperson of the committee, to go and outline a process clearly consulting to the legal consultation, I'm uncomfortable about us worried about this advocate works with a unit of other advocates, both of them. So when I say Delta, to me as a person, I mean really highly benefit. I'm worried that we could possibly check if we could further legal advice. That perhaps, but it should be within your power to consult the chair of health, you conduct after the speakership a mere parliamentary process that you could then suggest to the committee, let's say safely through the time share. And having said that, the request the great colleagues that if you look at China, it's going for 10-2. It's only fair that the matter has been well come back and discuss the committee at this stage. We'll still have a fair invite when she comes with that structure thing. So I'm assuming the meeting said that maybe that's the end of this stage. But if you want further debate, well, I'm also a politician, I'll simply raise my hand to raise further, but I don't think it's fair. Thank you.
Honourable members, I think we are saying we support the position of the court that we need to make further consultation, as I am mandated to consult further on this nature, on how can we process it. But the fact of the matter is we have to do it. Where it's raining or shining, we have to do it and process it. I'm very grateful and so for better process we need that maybe so that at the end of the day the land goes back to their original owner. Thank you very much for participating in the meeting is adjourned.
Bonjour.
Thank you.